Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Are you ready to purge your financial papers now that the taxes are done? But are you worried you won't know which financial records to keep? With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. I suggest that you keep for life documents that represent life-altering events like birth, death, and marriage certificates, adoption papers, divorce decrees, annual retirement plan savings summaries, and home property records. You should keep for as long as you own the item documents dealing with a potentially taxable investment or asset, and you also need to keep those for an additional 7 years after you no longer own the asset. You should also keep for as long as you own a car, the registration, warranties, repair receipts, and owner's manuals. I also suggest that you keep all transfer of ownership documents. When you sell the vehicle, keep them for a couple of years thereafter. You should keep for 7 years most tax-related documents and other vital paperwork. But let's deal with bank accounts right now. Bank accounts are so varied these days, and remember, I'm an avowed online bill payer, that I checked with other sources regarding how long to hold paper files for brick-and-mortar bank accounts. The consensus: dispose of canceled checks after a year if not related to taxes or the purchase of a valuable asset. Keep bank statements for 7 years. ATM receipts and deposit slips can be shredded as soon as you check activity against your monthly statements. Shred bills after 6 months to a year. Hold on to final statements of discontinued services for 2 to 3 years. I suggest this in the event you need to show proof that the accounts have been paid in full. Credit card statements can be shredded after a year if not needed for tax purposes, and loan payment paper receipts should be kept until the loan is paid in full. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.